You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with my good buddy and branding expert, Bruce Turkell. Bruce was on Fox News when the Lance Armstrong scandal broke, and he was talking about the impact that would have on the Lance brand. And now I want to talk to him. Stop giving me those crazy signs back there. Tell me what I need to know, Oscar. Thank you. And we're going to talk with Bruce about the international brand that David Beckham is. He's come to town. He splashed the brand all over town. He's now struck out twice. Today I got a petition that I should sign that they should move next to Marlins Park, so now that the football and the Hurricanes can all play on the old hallowed ground there. I still like the location over by the airport where all the transit comes together, but hey, at least this is closer. Bruce, what's going on here? The guy is not winning with his brand. What's going on?
Well, his brand has a lot to do with why we're talking to him in the first place.
Okay.
Because he comes into town. He's good looking. We've all heard about him. He's from England. He's from L.A.
Married to Posh Spice. Even I know that.
There you go. That's why you're all excited about
it. Hey, now.
And people all pay attention. But I'm not really sure that he and his team did their homework on how our community works.
You mean?
And I think that's what we're seeing right now. You know, people come down here all the time. Hey, I'm going to show you in Miami
how we do things in
the big city.
Yeah, his New York guy.
Yeah, exactly. And then they go back with their tail between their legs. So I don't think they strategized it very well.
Yeah, I mean, we're the missing borough, but there's a lot of different things you need to know. And I think that the biggest faux pas that I've seen them do so far is compare themselves and call themselves the anti-Marlins. What they forget is that there is a significant percentage that likes the Marlins, not necessarily the deal.
It never makes sense to come into town and start from somewhere else and then start making fun of who's already here. Like him or dislike him, they are the hometown team. They did win the World Series a couple times. People do like them. They mean something to us. And the other thing, the other huge mistake they made is when they talked about the Port Miami site as their preferred site. Well, as soon as you say preferred, it means you have other ones. So they lost any negotiating power, I think, that they would have had.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of that.
If he would have said, it either goes on Port Miami or London, he might have had some kind of leverage.
Yeah, exactly.
I would prefer that you give me $1,000. But I would take $800 or $500.
You know.
That's not a really good way to negotiate.
Well, you know, it seems like he's getting a lot more momentum now behind the Orange Bowl Stadium. They're kind of teaming it up with bringing the Hurricanes back at the same location. It'll be interesting to see what Steve Ross has to say when the Hurricanes try to get out of the last about 20 years of their lease. But, you know, that brings us up to a really interesting thing, Bruce. The multifamily industry and what's going on in Miami and branding. Is Miami been branded as the place of condos now? What do you think about that?
You have to remember that brands are different based on different consumers. We said earlier that a brand is all about them. A brand is not about you as a business owner or us as a community. A brand is what other people look to us for. So all the things that we sell with our tourism, to some people is something I want to experience from a hotel. To a lot of people, it's somewhere that I want to live. To many people, it's somewhere that I want to have a vacation home. So all of the condos that you're talking about do not determine our brand. Rather, they provide the impetus and the vehicle for people to enjoy our brand.
Awesome. Wow. I'm glad I'm throwing these questions right out of nowhere. This is just awesome. This is better than like a Chamber of Commerce Inner Circle event here. So, Bruce, now Miami continues to evolve. We've had Emerge Miami. We have now also Art Basel. It seems to me that the City of Miami brand, the Miami Beach brand, and you know a little bit about the brands here locally since you designed them and helped market them. What's the next step in positioning Miami in the future? It's, again, the perception the world has of us, and how can we kind of manipulate that a little?
We continue to do it. Miami is an aspirational brand. We sell what people want. They want to be here. They want to experience what we have. And the way we do it is by turning Miami, the word Miami, into a new description. The term we use, it's so Miami. When you see something here that you wouldn't see anywhere else, a guy driving his $250,000 Ferrari to a little place to get a 50-cent cafecito, you don't see that anywhere else. That's so Miami.
Yeah, Money Mayweather and his 16 different cars at the Heat game.
When a woman walks into an art museum at Art Basel, for example, looks at million-dollar pieces of art, beautiful, incredible pieces of art, and she's in a bikini, you don't see that anywhere.
No,
it's
that's
so Miami. The idea that you have this incredible cosmopolitan experience combined with an incredible tropical experience is something you don't find anywhere else. It's so Miami. And what happens, because we do that, is we remove ourselves from the competitive set. Because if you want what Miami offers, you can only experience it in Miami.
Oh, man, you're the best. We got to get you back again. Well, actually, we are going to have you back. Bruce is on every month talking about branding, talking about fun things, talking about music and packing.
Music and packing and fun branding. My three obsessions.
No, and your family.
My family and running. You add that after that? I don't really know about anything, but those things I know a little bit about.
Well, we're going to have you back talking about more about branding, and you're kind of fun, too. I want to thank Bruce Turkell. I want to thank Charles Sachs. I want to thank the University of Miami Health System, Tarek Maddox, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, and the Miami Marlins, Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids, Publix, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Magnum Energy Solutions, and I want to thank especially you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Hey, everybody, I went to the Heat game, and I got a little tip. Adam Silver really was a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. You know, if you want to see what I'm doing or what I'm thinking, go to @JimFreed, Twitter, @FreedOnBusiness for the show's Twitter feed, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. If you missed today's show, we'll get it up as soon as Oscar can get it to me to post on the website. Oscar's giving me the 1 minute look. All right. Well, you know, we've had a great show today. We talked about branding. We talked about Only in Miami. Only in Miami was the chicks and the cars that I saw around Money Mayweather as he was waiting in valet. The guy had an unbelievable caravan.
It's so Miami.
You're so funny. Hey, remember, this isn't a rehearsal. This is your life. And boy, I hope that life gets better after that Heat game I was at Tuesday. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Let's go Heat!
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a lone ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. I don't know that I'll be.